It is something that we are researching. It is not on the table. Because listen, reality is, with this fire fee, both the political and the practical reality is that I can't move forward with a stormwater fee, even though it won't be anywhere near as high as the fire fee. But if we're looking at dealing with long-term drainage improvements, those projects are going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. All the easy projects have already been done and funded through SPLOST. I think we have two remaining ones that we've been working on, KC and Bilbo. We know that we've got a major drainage project that we're going to put in for SPLOST for the Springfield Canal. I mean, that's probably going to be a $40 million project. But long-term, you know, especially with sea level rise and so forth and more flooding, you know, significant drainage projects are in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So how do we fund that? I don't know. So we got to look at it. And part of the reason of doing the stormwater fee study was to look at, you know, how do we provide a recurring source of capital dollars and maintenance dollars to do these necessary improvements? Because we can't rely on SPLOST. We're lucky to have it, but we can't rely on it.